And today, military authorities at Camp Pendleton, California, say they've taken 8 U.S. Marine reservists into custody. The Marines are suspected of mistreating Iraqi prisoners of war. These cases stem from an investigation into the death in June of an Iraqi man being held by U.S. authorities. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The 8 reservists all belong to the same battalion of the 25th Marine Regiment. Part of their duties while in Iraq included handling facilities that house prisoners of war. It was during this time, the military says, the reservists allegedly mistreated Iraqi prisoners. And now the men face charges of cruelty, assault, dereliction of duty, and falsifying statements. 2 of the Marines face more serious charges, according to Marine spokesman First Lieutenant Dan Rawson.
One of these Iraqi PWs died, and from an investigation conducted by Naval Criminal Investigation Services, the findings were that it was necessary to bring charges against 2 of these Marines for negligent homicide.
Rawson says the details about the death of the Iraqi POW are still unfolding, and that it's unclear how the man died. But a defense lawyer for one of the accused says the reservists should never have been handling POWs at a detention center because they don't have the necessary training. Marine spokesman Rawson disagrees.
Enemy prisoners of war in conflict comes up all the time, so Marines do receive training in it, of course.
If found guilty, the Marine reservists could face anything from a bad conduct discharge up to a prison term. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.